Nick Simmons is hardly a household name, even among sports fans. But at least this week, Simmons might be the most famous runner in the world. That's partly because of his accomplishment on the track on Tuesday, when he won a silver medal in the men's 800 meters at the World Athletics Championships in Moscow. But it's more because of what he said afterwards. He dedicated his medal to his gay and lesbian friends at home in the U.S., and he called for equal treatment for LGBT people worldwide. Now, that would be no big deal here in the U.S., perhaps, but it is in Russia, where debate is swirling over homophobia and the country's new anti-gay law. Simmons was the first foreign athlete to speak out against the law on Russian soil, and it put him in legal jeopardy because the law prohibits speaking openly about equivalence of traditional and non-traditional sexual relations. But Simmons wasn't the only athlete taking a stand at the Moscow Games. Two Swedish athletes competed with rainbow-painted fingernails as a symbol of LGBT solidarity. Nick Simmons told the BBC today at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow that he was impressed by those athletes' courage.
Yeah, and talk about playing in the gray area of this law. I really wanted to compete with the rainbow sticker, but I was told I'd go to prison if I did that. So I've done everything I can to be respectful of this country and their traditions and customs, their laws. But also, there's some serious injustices here that need to be pointed out.
Simmons says he understands that feelings on the issue of gay and transgender rights vary around the world. So he says he doesn't take speaking out on the topic in Russia lightly.
Everything I've heard from back home has been nothing but positive. And of course, you've seen a very huge shift in the last 10 years or so. From equality, being in the minority of people in America to now it's a majority. However, here in Russia, they consider themselves very conservative, and I know that the majority of the citizenship here supports this law. In that sense, you have to respect a democratic country like this that's going to allow their people to govern them the way that they want to be governed. But if you're going to talk about hosting an Olympic Games and bringing in citizens from around the world, you have to understand that that this idea, In 50, 100 years' time, we're going to look back on history and say, you were on the wrong side of history, Russia.
Still, Simmons says his first priority remains winning races. He's happy to speak out, but he came to Moscow for a medal, which, of course, he got.